Well, Mother's Day is coming up in just a few sleeps time. And, I think sometimes Mother's Day, you know, obviously we think of the classic mother. Obviously, it's Mother's Day. But you know what? There's actually a whole lot of other mother figures and stepmoms in particular that are around doing a good job, putting in the hard yards, but they do sometimes miss out on some of the celebrations and feeling the love, feeling the appreciation when it comes to Mother's Day. And I have a stepmom. I'm not a stepmom, but I have a stepmom. So I've observed this, you know, myself. And I thought it'd be great to do something so stepmoms can feel the love on Mother's Day. So I have invited an awesome stepmom into the studio.
Oh,
good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Emma. Thank you so much.
So Kim Wilkinson is our marketing manager here at Hope 103.2, and she is a stepmom to two beautiful girls. And Kim, how can we make mums feel the love? Like, let us know what we can do to celebrate stepmoms on Sunday.
Yeah, well, it is such a unique position. I don't know if people sort of think that. I know that one of the things is when we hear the word stepmom, we think evil stepmother.
Mm-hmm. Cinderella.
Absolutely. Even I go there. So the first thing is to try and break down that stereotype of what we think of when we hear the word stepmother. And, you know, I don't even like the term because of what it means. But if we can break that down and not think that they're all evil and just not stereotype, then that would be a good start. So I think let's think more about being Maria from The Sound of Music.
We love Maria.
We love Maria. That's what gets me there. I'm like, no, they're not all Cinderella's mom, you know. They're not Cinderella's stepmom or Sleeping Beauty stepmom, but Maria from The Sound of Music.
Nice. Love it. Love it.
So also one of the things that I don't know whether that comes from that whole evil stepmother thing, but we're not trying to take the place of the children's mother. Like, we realize that. We're going in realizing that. We love these kids, but it's a very unique position. And this is a tough one that most stepmothers face, is you're responsible for these children at certain times, and you do have to carry out mother-like duties, but you're not their mum. You know that, and you're never trying to replace a mum, very honouring their mother, but you still have to do that. And then you face the rejection a lot of the time from those kids. So it's one of the toughest jobs, and it's so unique. And unless you're in it, it is really hard to understand the hurt that can be felt, the jealousy that can rise when you see the relationships that these kids do have with their father and their mother that you will never have with them. But at the same time, you want their very best for them. You love them. You want to care for them. And yet you can never have the same relationship. So I guess just being aware of that, what we do want at Mother's Day is to be acknowledged for those duties that we do, but we want to be acknowledged from our partners and from his family. But at the same time, we don't want the kids to be forced into doing that, because that's really awkward and can be very uncomfortable. So I know I've gone through times where my husband's mother has said to the kids, you have to do something for Kim for Mother's Day. I'm like, no, don't do that. Like, don't, you know, their relationship's already, like, please don't do that.
Yeah.
If they want to do that of their own volition, that's beautiful, and many kids do. But if they don't, then don't push that. But at the same time, don't sweep stepmom under the carpet. I really appreciate when my husband acknowledges me in that role, and so we do appreciate the thanks for the jobs that we do. It's such a unique position, and we just really want the support from the family. But understand if it doesn't come from the kids, and we don't want them to be forced to acknowledge us. And then about family, we really want to be included as part of the family, and it's really natural when you come into being a step-parent. That means there's an established family with those children. So there's grandparents, there's aunties, there's uncles, there's cousins that have already formed a relationship with those kids. And you're entering that relationship. So it's already tough coming in with a partner and kids and trying to earn their trust, but you're also trying to earn the trust and the love and the acceptance of the extended family. And I've been very fortunate. My husband's family are very loving, and, you know, but there are times when it's like you just want them to have your back.
Yeah.
You just need their support. You need them to understand the things that you go through, and that doesn't automatically happen. So again, it does come back to understanding the unique things that stepmothers face, and to support them to have their back, to be their champion. When that comes from my mother-in-law or my brother-in-law and they're, you know, like, you're doing a great job, then that means the absolute world.
Wow.
So, yeah, just including us as part of your family, recognizing that even though we've come late to the party and we're not a blood relative to these kids, we still want to be very much a part of that family.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful, Kim. Very, very insightful. Very insightful. And I think that will actually help a whole lot of people listening, you know, just be able to know how to celebrate that stepmother in their world or, you know, that sister-in-law or auntie or whatever the situation is, that person that's come into the family. Thank you so much for having a chat.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me. And stepmoms out there, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an awesome job. I know it's tough, but hang in there. Those kids will really appreciate all the love and support that you're giving them in their life.
And you are doing an awesome job, Kim. Well done. Happy Mother's Day for Sunday.
Thanks, Emma.